Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Dukes and Bell, John Freaky's in for Mike. We're taking your phone calls at 404-726-0929. Tim Dawson, thank you for tweeting at me. Put him up. See, Dukes, he says, what's bugging me? And I'm asking you, what's the thing that's bugging you the most about this team? He says, it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback, who's coaching, or who's kicking. He says, every time I start to believe, they crush my hopes. You come off of an incredible win against the Vikings, and you go, man, they're not going to play in a worse environment all season long than going up there and and doing all the stuff that they do. And, man, we handled that. And then you go to Charlotte. It wasn't even a sellout. And you do this? Tim, I appreciate your text. I appreciate your tweet. Follow us, guys. Dukes and Bell 929. John, it's interesting. People are responding, obviously, to some of the things that you're talking about as far as getting help for our quarterback. And I don't know who that guy is. This obviously needs to be addressed. And the reason is because here's what you've got to understand. This is what's crazy about this. Last year, follow me, the OC could lean on a guy who had 13 years experience. He wasn't called upon to do as much. Think about the first part of the season with Kirk Cousins. Even though now we know Kurt was not 100%, he was limited. His experience, his ability to see the things he needed to see could guide this offense. Now I need the OC to do that. And that is the part right now that seems like it's not there. It's why this offense is dysfunctional. It has no flow. And I'm not just talking about the three and outs. Go back to last week. Go back to week one. I mean, this is the fundamental problem right now with our team. And the crazy thing is, all offseason, John, we said fix the defense, fix the defense, fix the defense. Guess what? Defense is fixed. It's playing pretty damn good. So this is where we're at today, guys. This team was not ready to play. And I am telling you that a lot of the issues that we are dealing with right now get to coaching. Now, here's what's great about this. And I don't know if it'll happen. You get another week to come back out next Sunday and prove that you can fix some of these things and play a lot better. And, guys, I don't know how they're going to play. We'll see. This week, we'll be up there on Wednesday. We'll talk to Coach. We'll have our player guest. We'll see what they're talking about. But right now, coming off of this kind of loss, this embarrassing loss where you don't even want to talk to your friends, this one stings in a different kind of way because it was just that bad. 404-726-0929. John, let's jump back on the phones. We've got a couple of guys that want to hang on and certainly talk to us. Adam and Alpharetta, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Adam, hey, man.
Man, I've been so angry since yesterday. And I'm sitting out here in my backyard waiting to talk to you, and a deer comes up and stares at me. And it's trying to take my anger away. And I screamed at it to get out because I'm not letting nature take my anger away. We got out-coached. We either got out-coached or the coaches didn't have our players ready to play. And that's against
Carolina. Being out-coached.
Either one of those is not acceptable. We weren't ready to play. We got out-coached. But here, John, you said something earlier. We have 3 touchdowns on the year, right?
Great.
With an asterisk. One of those touchdowns, the defense let us score. We
yeah, they did.
2 touchdowns on the year.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, you start to look at this offense, guys, and you think, let me ask you, Carl, was the offense better under the noodle arm quitter at quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Offense
yes.
better under DoorDash Dez?
Yes.
Okay. Was the offense better under the broke down liar when it was the broke down liar who was rebroken?
Yes.
So that means lack of attack Zach here has got to go. Because you have to, there is a massive disconnect. And I don't understand this. We give them one more week. I don't understand the one more week thing. I just don't get it. If you do something, Carl, or I do something, any of us do something that's a fireable offense, or I'm about, you know, it's a fireable offense, but I'm going to give you one more. No, you're out. Security's got you by the arm. Your name's being taken off the door. You're out the door. You're gone. You know? I don't understand. Man, I am just the patience of Arthur Blank mystifies me. Love the man, mystifies me.
404-726-0929. Junior, Memorial Drive. You're up next, Junior. What's bugging you about this team, man? This was a bad, bad loss yesterday, 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers here on a Falcon Monday. Hey, man.
Dukes, man, you said it verbatim. Look here. Mr. Blank, Zach gotta go. That's number one, first and foremost. Number two, the price of the brick going up. Like we don't got no more chances, no more time, another week. We can't keep going that. The season is at hand. I expect division games to be, you know, very competitive, extremely competitive, because it's always at least one or two people, at least two or three people that's possible to come out of the NFC South. So, you know, the NFC South, our division, I expect physicality and our defense looking good, but the clock management, look here, Arthur Blank, you can hire me on Sundays. I'll be a personal clock manager on every Sunday, no problem. You can pay me literally nothing, because what y'all got going on clock management is not working. And my last thing, I'm going to just keep it short and sweet. Like on week one when they falconed it up, man, Mr. Blank, if I do come to y'all games, I'm putting that brown paper bag over my head. The end.
The price of the brick just went up.
He's not lying. The brown paper bag, I felt like I wanted to do that yesterday. I did. Like I felt like I wanted to do that yesterday. That's how bad I felt. Now, we're not there, okay? We're not the worst franchise in the history of the league. We're certainly, okay, yesterday we played like the worst team, but we're not there. And I understand that frustration. Listen, the clock management, it's one of, if not my biggest issues. The biggest issue for me is how discombobulated this offense is. If you're going to ask
hang on, though. Stop. I totally agree. But, Carl, because there are times that I'm not seeing things. I think you're missing something here.
What?
You're absolutely correct that we're not. We have got to talk about saving the season. You're 0-2 in the division. You lose to the Commanders. You're going to have 3 losses in the conference. You're going to be dropping wild cards like, you know, Venezuelans are dropping cocaine off boats in the middle of the Gulf of America. I mean, my God, you know, you're in serious, massive trouble if you lose this week. This is a critical game. There's no time to wait.
This is a critical game, but let me tell you why it's critical. Even beyond what you just said, even bigger than what you just said, it is a critical game. But it's even more critical that we're facing our former coach with our former quarterback who could be starting on Sunday.
A former suck quarterback who quit on us.
Well, listen, I know you guys didn't watch the Commanders yesterday because we were all turning TVs off, right? And you were maybe even throwing stuff at TVs. Not only did he play well,
Marcus Omarita.
He played with confidence. And here's the crazy thing. They ran the Commanders, okay, for over 200 yards yesterday. So they're coming in with their back. I don't even know if Jaden's going to be available, but we'll see as the week moves along. This is a big game because you know what this screams? You want to be real, John? Atlanta, you want to be real? This screams that Dan Quinn in 2 seasons has been able to install a culture that is working. And here we are still searching for it.
He did that here too and then lost it, so we'll have to see long term.
Yes, but here's the deal. 2 years on the job, man. 2 years on the job. You can tell me Jaden Daniels was the reason they went to the NFC Championship. Fine. We didn't have that quarterback situation last year. But the reality is the Commanders, and let me read a quote for you, all right, since you might not believe me here. It's ironic. The same guy that quit on us said, quote, he's creating an environment here for us that allows guys to be the best version of themselves. Sound familiar? Mm. That is a quote from Marcus Mariota after the game yesterday.
Marcus Mariota.
I'm just telling you, he ran for 40 yards. That to me, John, potentially, because we don't know if Jaden will be there, is a bigger deal to say we're coming off this loss. Here comes Dan Quinn, the guy we were like, get him out of here. And here comes the quarterback that quit on us, and they're going to come into our house and potentially, I don't even want to think about it.
Here's the other problem with it, because this is a no win in my world. This is no win. Okay, the reason it's no win is either you go out there and they got the book on Penix and he panics again and there's no adjustment. They haven't dumbed down and you're stuck with all these guys for another week just to see, because we're going to make a change in the bye week because it's such an early bye week. That's when we'll make all the changes, and you put yourself way behind the sticks by going 1-3 before you make the changes, right? Or you go out and you do something which is almost equally as bad, which is play well and win the game and get a false positive. You see what I'm saying? Because what was Minnesota but a false positive?
Well, for some people, I didn't think J.J. McCarthy was that good. I still don't. So I'm not sold on that to begin with.
But offensively, it was a false because they only got the one touchdown.
Correct.
And you got into the red zone so many times, and it became the dead zone again. So they have 7 field goals and 3 touchdowns.
So here's the deal. If you are able to score in the red zone, we're talking about, again, guys, next week. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Falcon Monday. Taking your phone calls at 404-726-0929. We're getting ahead of ourselves here because this is the concern for this week. But to John's point, and then we're going to get back to your calls. If you are able to score in the red zone, and look, Dan Quinn, say whatever you want about him. He's an excellent defensive coach. Everywhere he's been, he's an excellent defensive coach. If you're able to do that against a Dan Quinn defense, which is what you're going up against, then it's not a false positive. It is you have progressed in a way that makes me feel a lot more comfortable. But we're so far away from Sunday right now, I'm still mad about what happened yesterday, John. I don't even want to talk about it. I know, but
at the same time, we got to do two things at once. We still have to, you know, vent from yesterday, which is fine, but you can't just vent. You can't just get mad. You can't just stomp your
face. Of course I can. I got all week to talk about next Sunday.
I know, but I got to already advance the ball here, because if you don't, I think we're in such a critical, I guess we're just looking at it differently. I think we're in such an inflection point that is so critical to save this season that if you don't do something strong and radical immediately, that you are putting yourself in. I don't want to be sitting here next Monday and have you say, well, you know, now that we're in the bye week, we're going to make changes. Where the hell was that? We told you last week.
Well, that's probably what's going to happen. To feel right now like this is going to make them make a move today. It's Monday at 3 o'clock. It's not happening. It's not happening. And I agree with you. This is a critical spot. But this is also about the head coach and the coordinators and everybody in that building stepping up and showing us that they can do the job and get it right. And not just play a quarter or two quarters. Play a complete game and show us that this offense has life. Can you show me that? 404-726-0929. Emmanuel in Dallas, Georgia. Emmanuel, what's on your mind? What's bugging you about this team? Hey, man.
There's lack of leadership, okay? If you watch when they were going in at halftime, their quarterback, they were only up 10-0. Their quarterback was tapping up every player going in and go, guys, we're going to do this. Come on, let's keep our head in the game. We got this. As they were going in at halftime, their quarterback is not as good as our quarterback, but he was giving them leadership, okay? When it comes to clock management, this week and last week was not the first time that we've seen them get in the huddle at 20 seconds already into the 40-second clock. And then they get out of the huddle, it's 8 seconds on the clock, and 2 seconds on the clock, he's motioning the man to go in motion. It's every single play. It was the first game, it was the second game, it was the third game. And then I noticed something different, which was mind-boggling to me. When he decided to put in Kirk Cousins went in and had them out of the huddle before 22 seconds. They were out of the huddle. So there is a leadership disconnect on this team because nobody's going, guys, we got this. We can do this. Even if you go in at halftime and down, you come back out of the halftime and, like, somebody go get Coach Boone from Virginia or something so he can go, hey, run it up. Leave no doubt. We don't have that. We don't have anybody on the team that's going to go, we're going to do this all night, and if they get another yard, y'all are going to run all night. It's none of that happening. It's not happening on the offense. It's definitely not happening on the special teams because somebody should have went to our kicker and said, hey, guy, you are a new guy. You messed up that one, guy. We got you. We got you. There's nobody on the sideline just going, hey, let's keep our head up. Let's fight. Let's fight. Let's fight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
They were a bunch of losers. I literally just bought 4 tickets, and I had season tickets for 7 years. I bought 4 tickets because my children said, Dad, take us to another game. I'm trying to figure out a way to get rid of those 4 tickets.
Oh, come on. Come on. Look.
Do it for the kids.
Exactly. Come on. Take your kids to the game, all right? I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you about the demeanor, which is what you're talking about, the demeanor of the team. There was no life yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.